Hey everybody, Evan the DM here. I'm just going to come out and say it. I messed up. I accidentally made a mistake. I was trying to get everything all set up for next month. We're going to be having a whole Halloween themed month. Every episode is all going to be based off of one big thing. And I messed up and I forgot to get an episode between last episode and the next episode. It kind of just will go directly from last episode, and so I wouldn't have anything this week to give y'all. And I don't want to just leave you all without an episode for a week. So, to make up for that, we have been making some Patreon content behind the scenes, and I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do a teaser for the latest one that Kendall did called The Treaty of Dragons. So this episode is going to be a small clip about that episode of what's going to be coming up for Patreon that we launch next year. Once again, I'm very sorry that I didn't get an episode in time, but hopefully this will make up for it. And I know the month of October is going to be super awesome. Oh my God, it was so fun to do, and I hope you all enjoy it. All right, on to the episode.
This world is cruel, harsh, and ruled by dragons. Ash rain is common from the nearby burning villages. Cities are rare and stagnant. Trade is difficult, if not impossible. Everyone, no matter race nor upbringing, makes tributes to the dragons, either in flesh or in gold. The only reason the whole world is not under the claws of the dragons is because they fight with one another. But that is about to change. In the city of Gurma, on the coast, there is a mercenary company called the Unbroken. Their symbol is a broken shield patched together. And three heroes are sitting in a waiting room of the leader of the Unbroken, waiting to be given a super secret mission of utmost importance. Now let's go around the room and describe our characters. Let's starting over here with Robert's character.
Okay. Okay, so my character is a lizard folk monk. His name is Grev, like Greg with a V. And he is getting on in years. He spent a lot of time out in the wilderness, grew up in a swamp, and he's just kind of a grouchy old man now. But can still kick the ass.
Right.
And that's, I think that's it. Okay. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. I am playing Nairlyn Shatterbrow. I am a dwarf cleric. Pretty standard dwarf, black hair, several braids through her beard and hair, but there's like leaves sticking out of it. She's wearing, chainmail. And, she just wants to garden in peace, but alas, not exactly the world to do it in. And she lives with her mom, Dagwin.
My character, his name is, Lauren Dagmir. He's a 16-year-old human ranger. He and his sisters have been alone in the wilderness for the last couple of years, trying to survive out of the sight of the dragon. Dragons. He is not very tall. He's 5'5", and he's got scruffy brown hair. No hint of any facial hair to make him look like a man. He's covered in hide armor from beasts and animals that he has killed for survival and for food. And he is here to avenge his parents.
Classic.
Nice. I didn't describe what Grev looks like at all.
Yes.
He's like a sandy brown lizard with like burnt sienna eyes. And he wears like one of those rice paddy hats, but it's like slightly wider than normal and like flatter, like a sun hat mixed with a rice paddy hat.
That's cool.
He just wears like lightish clothing. Oh, yeah, man. He's got thick lizard skin.
Does he have like
skin.
A piece of wheat that he's chewing on?
No. But he's always got like a jaw harp around or
is he wearing overalls?
You can wear overalls.
With one clasp undone?
Maybe just overalls.
Sure.
With a hole for his tail?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that. That was great.
Oh, I should also specify that Nerlyn's brown. I have never created a white character, and I never will.
Nice.
Great. Good to know. Good to visualize.
I'm covered in dirt, if that helps.
Okay. Great. So all of you kind of... more rustic characters are standing in a very elegant waiting room. Kind of gold-lined, very fancy embroidered chairs and couches, statues centered around, and a butler, well-dressed older human butler, is just standing there and says,
The captain will be with you, all of you shortly. Please help yourselves to any hors d'oeuvres or tea.
Thanks.
Anything I could get all of you?
No.
Okay. young man, anything I could get you?
No. Great. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Older gentleman, anything I could get for you?
Can you turn these lights down a little bit?
What was that?
Turn the lights down.
The lights?
The lights are too bright.
You mean...
Turn the lights down.
You mean turn off the lanterns? Just like...
Turn them down.
Make it dark in here?
Yes.
Is that okay with the other adventurers in the room?
What does it matter? I asked you to turn the lights down.
It's fine.
Okay. Sure.
Go ahead.
And he goes to all the lanterns and blows them out, and it's complete darkness.
Great, as soon as he does that, I cast light on my Warhammer.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Anything else?
I'm good.
Great. And he kind of leaves all of you three.
This is going to be a nightmare.
In the room alone as you all kind of wait a few minutes. All of you got a letter of emergency to come to this place immediately. And none of you really know what any of this is about. So you wait for a few minutes. Are you playing your...
The jaw harp, yeah.
Jaw harp.
That's what he does when he waits.
Grev.
That's really echoey in here. Please stop.
Grev.
What?
Could you not do that, maybe?
Fine.
Great, cool.
I'm just going to walk around this room for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, you start pacing around the room, and eventually the huge embroidered double doors open, and the butler comes in and says,
Captain Callie shall see all of you now.
And all of you are ushered into... a large room with huge maps and documents kind of littered all over the place. It's kind of a mess of a captain's room. Charts and ink and paper just flung all over the place. And there are three chairs out for you. And you see an older, white-haired, short-haired, a human woman with an eye patch and like three huge scars around her left side of her face. Black leathered, woven around her body as she sits reading a scroll, and she one eye sees all of you and says, okay, sit down quickly.
I hurry to a chair,
and the butler closes the door behind you, and she looks at all of you. Well, I tried to get some of the best of the best of the Unbroken to come on this very secret mission, and you three are who were available. So.
That's nice.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means you're not my first choice, or my second, or my fourth, but this is what we have.
Fair enough.
I'm a lot older than you. I feel like I should be treated with a little bit more respect than this. It's fine. Go ahead.
Well, there were a lot more people with more reputation that we could have gotten on this mission, but you three are a bit under the radar, so I think that's why we chose you or did. Anyways, there is something very big happening. It is called the Treaty of Vermain. Have you any of you heard of the Treaty of Vermain?
No.
No.
What's Vermain?
It's an island.
All right.
Okay. Well, it is off the coast here, and it is where many of the dragons reside. It is like the hub of the five great dragons, and they are meeting there to create a treaty, which will mean they will be dividing up the lands, which will mean they will stop fighting each other. All of you know what will happen if they stop fighting each other.
Death, mostly.
Yes, major cities will be destroyed. The only reason this city still stands is because we offered tributes to multiple dragons, so they won't. So they would fight each other if they destroyed us. So this is bad. This is end of the world, possibly bad.
I bet those dragons are pretty excited about it too, aren't they?
Well, one dragon we've gotten in particular is leading the charge. The white dragon seems to be in charge of making these dragons who normally hate each other come together and sign this treaty. All we need is for you to sneak onto the island, find a way to sow chaos, and stop this treaty from happening. That's it. Pretty simple. It's not pretty simple. It's actually a suicide mission, basically. What I'm saying is this is not an easy mission. Would all of you be willing still, after I tell you the circumstances?
As long as I get the chance to kill one of the dragons.
That might be possible.
Okay, well, someone needs to watch my mom.
That could be arranged.
Okay.
I'm going to the island. It's not going to be me this time.
What? Come again?
I'm going to the island. I'm not going to watch your mom this time.
Well.
Like I usually do.
Right, I know. Yes, I know. You said you normally watch my mom.
Do you have a relationship with her mom?
Okay, not that, like... Ew.
It sounds like that. Is that what that is?
No.
Are you?
I'm friends with her mom.
Just friends.
I'm friends with her mom.
Okay. That's fine. We will look after your mother, for sure.
Thank you.
And she pulls out a large arrow from beneath her that seems to be radiating with dark purple energy. She says, "This is a void arrow. We have gone through many trials and tribulations to get this. If someone strikes a dragon with this arrow, that dragon will die."
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
I'll take that.
No, I got it.
I already grabbed it.
Let me.
I'll hold on.
I am a crack shot. Give me that arrow right now.
I'm stabbing one of those
kinds
of bitches with this arrow.
Okay.
One of those dragons killed my parents. Give it to me.
What are you going
to
do?
Give it to me.
Okay.
Put it in my hat.
No. I think you really should give it to him because otherwise he's just going to...
Please.
Be quiet.
That's not good.
Stop bickering. All right. Stop. Stop it.
I'll hang on to it.
I will elect a leader based on experience.
Of course you're going to pick the old guy, huh?
I'm older than him.
I think.
What experience do you got, little thing?
I've been on my own for a long time.
We all been on our own for a long time. We do a lot of things by ourselves.
I'm a human, so I mature at a faster rate.
Debatable.
I'm going to elect Nayarlyn as the leader, so...
On what grounds?
She has
gone older than you.
A lot more missions than you, and she has a bit more cool-headedness, I would say.
So be it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my mom. All right.
She would have wanted me to have the arrow. I'll tell you that much.
There are other things that I must tell you about besides that.
You got another one of those arrows?
No, that's one. Just one. So
I just take the arrow from him and I just hand it to Lauren.
Goddamn.
Stick it on my back.
Let me tell you something. Your mom's going to hear about that one.
All right. We might not see your family again, so let's...
We might all be dead.
Leave that to the side. So, next, Don't just stab a dragon with it, because they will assume that...
Well, then what did you even give it to us for, then?
They will assume a group of humans like us, or a group of mercenaries, went and killed a dragon on their own. You have to sow seeds of doubt and make sure one of the dragons thinks another dragon used that arrow to kill another dragon. Okay?
What kind of dragons are using arrows?
Thank you for
Have you even ever seen a dragon?
Someone who wants to instantly kill a dragon. Okay?
Listen, I don't put it past no dragon to start trying to use a bow and arrow. But I'll tell you one thing, they got big old clumsy fingers.
The dragon hired someone to kill another dragon. What? That's why I want you to make the dragons think.
What are the colors of
Who
the
came up with this plan?
Me, I did.
What are the colors of the other dragons?
There are five major dragons there at the treaty. There is the Shadow Dragon.
Let me guess, he's black.
Yes.
You can't just say that people are black.
Obsidian, yeah, but yes, I guess.
That's just a fancy word for black.
Okay, lizard, okay.
Listen, don't call me a lizard.
Okay.
Don't call dragons black.
It's fine, these are evil creatures, yeah, okay? That's fine. There's the Blue Dragon. The green dragon, the red dragon, and the leader, the white dragon. The white dragon seems to be the least evil among them at the moment, wanting to create a treaty. So we have rumors that...
So we got to make them all think the white dragon tried to kill the other ones.
Well, there are rumors that some of the dragons have personal vendettas against the others, but we don't know which. So it would be up to you to find that out.
Do any of these dragons shoot lightning? Would I know that?
A lot of these dragons are pretty mysterious to all of you. The only thing you know for sure, this area, the red dragon kind of rules. Mm. And so
We live in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you would know the red dragon loves killing, eating, destroying, and burning things with fire. Yeah. It is the classic evil dragon.
Okay.
But the other ones might be a little different.
I will say that dragons are one of my favorite enemies.
Oh.
So,
you know shit about dragons. So maybe.
I might know some shit about dragons, or I might be able to learn some shit real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm. Yeah. You also know that they employ lots of dragonborn and wyverns as their bodyguards and servants. So there would be a lot of those in the island as well.
Wyverns are the ones with four legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four legs, kind of like horses with
yeah.
dragons, wings and teeth.
And face.
Yes. She also says, there's a few more complications. There is a Church of Tiamat on the island, and there is a high priest, who lives there as well, called Ezra Drak, a golden dragonborn. Rumors say that he has the power to bring a dragon back from the dead if he is around a dragon for... If the dragon's not dead for about, like, a minute, and if he's right there, he could bring it back. So finding a way to distract and or kill that priest would be ideal.
So we gotta make him think that he killed the dragon.
Also a possibility.
See, now that's an attitude I can get behind when you actually support us.
Okay.
Support you.
Listen, I'm the one coming up with ideas over here.
Listen, things can get crazy on this island.
I don't want a tantrum when I don't get the arrow that I end up getting anyway. You little piece of shit.
Okay, we shouldn't call each other names. We want to work together here.
I'm going to make it seem like you killed the dragon.
I'm just calling him like I see Zamora.
Okay, I understand that you call him like you see Grev, but we need to work together. This is very important. World is at stake.
Can I have a couple replacement people to come?
Really?
I have the arrow, so there's nothing you can do without me now.
I'm gonna back myself in the corner.
See, I can't believe look what you did.
No, come back.
How dare you empower an attitude like that?
Lauren, do you want to go on this mission or no?
I have the arrow!
Do you want to go or not?
Yes, I'm going!
Then come back. Okay, great. Okay. Things are good. Things are fine. This will be fine. We don't have many people to spare.
Can we just go?
Obviously.
Also, how you get there is one thing you have to decide.
It's on an island. We got to take a boat, probably.
I have gotten three different ways for you to get there, so please listen carefully.
Is one of them a boat?
One of them is a boat.
That's what I thought.
Oh, gosh. You can see her sinking into her chair in despair. We're all dead. Okay, three ways to get there. Mm-hmm. One, you can take a boat with the Highland Players. A group of actors and musicians are hired to do a play for the dragons during their treaty. If you want to disguise yourselves as them, you can sneak on board and get into the keep, no problem. You might just have to demonstrate some musical abilities.
Oh, fuck.
That's just one way. Mm-hmm. Another way is that we have an inside man inside of the, well, inside Dragonborn, on the inside of the island. His name is Narex. He's a bronze Dragonborn, and he set up a teleportation circle on the outskirts of the island. We can teleport you there, but you'd have to make your way through the underground sewers to get to the keep where the dragons are, and rumors are there are lots of nasty creatures down there. They would have to make your way through. But once you get there, you can disguise yourselves as chefs or servants, and it should no one should seem the wiser, because all the security's on the outside of the island. The last one might be the most dangerous, but there is a tournament happening of warriors called the Tournament of Fire. Anyone can enroll and fight and compete in games for the dragons, but you will have to be fighting other people and competing in feats of strength and skill, and it is to the death, so it might be a bit dangerous, but you will get closer to the dragons if you are participating in that, and you just have to win, is all. But you will be public figures, and that might make you a way into talking to some of those dragons or the people close to the dragons.
I can't imagine that we're going to take these two chicken legs in a feat of strength, so maybe we should rule that one out.
All right.
I'm going to throw my dagger.
You calling me chicken legs?
Yes.
Chicken legs?
Yeah, lizard legs.
Have you even ever seen a chicken?
Yeah, they're very similar to lizards.
Debatable.
You gotta throw your dagger. I want to throw my dagger into the air and hit it with my other dagger.
Make a dexterity.
You're going to hit me with that.
Why? Check.
Because I'm showing my skills.
Yeah, let's see those skills there.
First roll of the game. A natural one.
Okay. Ooh. All right. So cool. You throw up your dagger.
I'm very upset.
You try to swing at it with your sword, but it lands in your shoulder.
Sorry, my other dagger.
Oh, your other dagger, you take 4 points of damage as it lands in your right shoulder, and you start screaming in pain as this thing is lodged in there.
And you wanted to give him the arrow.
I'm not giving you the arrow!
And I'm back into the corner again. I assume that you're better with the bow.
Why would you assume that?
Well, now I am questioning the decision, admittedly.
Okay.
I wouldn't assume a 16-year-old's good with anything.
I'll kick your ass.
Okay.
If you find the informant, Narex, he might have some advice. Because he's lived on that island. So maybe he can help you. And she starts to sweat and starts to
panic.
Write something like a will in the table.
A will? Who's that going to go to? The world's dead, baby.
Man.
One other thing, that we know there's security on the island, but we don't know how much. So just be aware, there will be guards, there will be security. So if you're sneaking in, keep a low profile, keep disguised. So which way would you like to venture in?
Well, again, definitely not the feats of strength one.
Listen, speak for yourself.
So the theater troupe.
No, I think we should sneak in through the teleportation circle.
See, I don't know if you know this, but I tap my armor with my warhammer. Mm-hmm. Sneaking isn't exactly something I'm great at. So
none of you are good at any of these.
No, I can help you.
Any of these ways.
Yeah, I think we should do that one.
I wouldn't mind taking the boat, but I don't want to be around those people that are on it.
I can't imagine anyone would buy you as an actor.
Can we? Well, they said they play music on there, too.
Yeah, you could play your...
I don't play any music.
I could bring my canjo.
Yeah, you can play a canjo. I'm sure that wouldn't work.
But I don't want to be around those people. Can we just take their boat and leave them here?
Their group has personal invitations to the islands.
Can we just take their personal invitations and their boat?
They should come with to make sure that you make it into the island.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
But you can depart from them as soon as you get to the island. They're just the way in.
How long is the boat ride?
It's about...
Too long.
It's about half a day.
This is way too long.
Again, I think we should take the teleportation circle.
Okay. Is that agreed upon?
I mean, I'm the leader. You said so.
Great. Okay. All right. I mean, you can make your way in. I have a gift, and she hands you all...
This is another arrow.
It is not...
Gimme.
She hands you all greater healing potions. So all of you get one greater healing potion.
That's nice.
And she says...
Remind me what that is. That's...
4d4 plus 4.
Great.
The void arrow is cloaked in a magic that cannot be detected, but normal magical artifacts would be. So that's why we cannot give you any magic besides that arrow. Oh. Anything else before we send you off? Any last will and testimony? Anything we want to...
I don't like this attitude of yours.
No, just in case. You could totally come back. Totally.
If I don't come back,
mm-hmm.
I need you to tell
Silas
and Jillo. Why are you laughing?
No reason. I already knew what their names were, so there's no reason for me to be laughing.
Tell my sisters.
Yes?
That I'm with our family. And I did it. Even if I don't do it. But tell them I did it.
They won't be long for the world if we don't do it.
Okay. Great.
But they can die thinking I did do it.
Okay. All right. And she shoves you off into the side room where there's a teleportation circle. And she says, okay, good luck. And then she presses a button and then you're all teleported to
that. Oh my god.
Schwomp.
So, yeah, you just are, vroom, all of a sudden, you are in a dark cavern with this teleportation circle lit. And you see just torches around you. And you're just in the dead end of this kind of hand-chipped, mined-out cavern with the way forward. You see a small chest in front of you.
Mm.
That might have some supplies and a note upon it.
I open it.
I'll read the note.
Okay, you read the note, and it says it is a note from your person on the inside, Narex. You're
supposed to read the card before you look inside the gifts.
I'm shuffling.
It says, just follow the torches, and you should find your way to the Keep of Colors, where all of the dragons reside during the 3-day treaty.
Is it signed by anybody?
It's signed by Narex.
Okay.
Well, I was really hoping he was going to be around.
He says, P.S. I have guard duties to attend to, but if you see me, you can let me know that you're here, and I can help you.
I don't know what he looks like. I know he's bronze.
He's a bronze dragonborn. That's all you know.
You think he's the only one in the whole world that's bronze?
And you see in the bag a bunch of torches, just in there, and a map of the island.
Mm.
Okay.
Which is this?
Mine.
I'll take that.
There's an X on it, and that seems to be where you have been placed.
Okay.
That's where we are.
That means you are here.
That's where we are.
You want to go to the City of Seasons. Where the Keep of Colors is.
Blood Cave, that sounds fun.
How far away from the City of
Seasons? There's no distance key on here.
Well, are we
in...
Okay.
It's a crudely drawn map.
Yeah.
where are we?
We're the X. We're under Death Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. City of Seasons is... I'm assuming...
Dragons, not
is
exactly
this south,
known for
south,
the punchy...
Blood Cove is south?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are in the northwest, trying to get to the southeast, which is where the City of Seasons is.
So great, all the way across.
Well, that's the direction we're going. It's in the middle. Dead center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other stuff on there, but I don't know why. Lake of Gems sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All of you make your way through the passageway following the torches. Do all of you try to stealth?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Everyone roll their stealth.
Because we're this was the one where we had to be sneaky, right?
There might be monsters down here.
Sorry, I have disadvantage on stealth checks. And I rolled a natural 20 on one. But 10.
I got a 10 also.
Dirty 20.
Ooh, okay.
I can't believe I rolled a natural 20. Fuck me. Idiot.
It's the only one you get.
Had to take fucking chainmail.
All right. Yeah, all of you kind of clunkily make your way down. You don't see a big reason to make too much, to be too silent, as there seems to be no one down here, as you clunkily make your way down through the passageways. And then eventually, as you are make your way around a bend, you hear a huge rumble. And you hear fire that seems to be up above from you. You see a huge clanking. You see a huge thudding, and then eventually, as you make your way to an open space, you see the top of the cavern. Before you enter this huge open space, you see the top cave in. You see it rumble down before you, and then you see up above, you do see a, not a dragon, but you do see a red-haired human. With eyes of crimson and a red robe, kind of looking over the destroyed area. His mouth is has smoke coming out of it as he stares down into the open cavern and just looks around.
How far is he from us?
Yeah.
He's about 60 feet away up there. You, all of you, are seem to be still hidden inside the small tunnel before the opening. But you do hear a voice behind him. You cannot hear what they're saying, but someone is talking to him.
Hmm.
Okay. We can see. So we have to cross through this open
space. Yes, but there are lots of jagged rocks that fell down, which can be used for hiding, but he is still looking down and someone is trying to get his attention, but he is ignoring that person.
I'm gonna hide.
Okay. Roll stealth.
18.
Yeah, you dart in there and you hide behind some rocks. And even with the crimson-eyed figure looking down, he does not seem to see you.
And you said there's smoke coming out of his mouth. Yeah. Is there smoke in this area at all?
There was the smoke from debris, but it seems to have all gone away.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to hide. So, what I'm going to do is I am going to raise the holy symbol that I have around my neck, and I'm going to put it in my hands, and I'm going to blow through my hands like it's a horn, and I am going to cast fog cloud. So I'm going to make it come in like it's fog at the bottom and then slowly spread throughout the cavern.
Yeah. You do this. The crimson-haired human seems to wrinkle his nose at what is happening. But then you see another human, dark-haired, dark eyes, no pupils, come up behind him and say, "You're overreacting. No one is down here. Why would anyone be down here?" And the crimson-haired fellow just snarls and says, "I smelled something."
Great.
They're still just standing there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to creep into the fog.
Okay, I'm going to sit down and wait.
All right, roll just normal dexterity. Stealth, normal stealth, without advantage or disadvantage.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, her.
Sorry,
Mike. Going in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike.
If you're just staying there, you don't have to roll.
Well, I got an 18, so I Deftly sit down.
12. Okay. As you are sneaking, the crimson-haired fellow seems to narrow his eyes at something in the smoke and crouch forward. But the dark-haired fellow seems to put a hand on his shoulder and say, "We need to get to the city. The other dragons are there. You don't want to be the last one there, huh? You want the best deal, don't you?" And it just, red-haired fellow just gets his shoulder and makes him hand get off of his shoulder and snarls and says, "I smell something." He says, "It's probably rats, you idiots. Come on, you don't want to destroy the whole island that we're supposed to live on." And you see that they're arguing still, and that you are able to get further across.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
I'm just watching, waiting. I'm going to wait until they leave.
Okay. Eventually, the red dragon fumes and shoots a fire. The red-haired person shoots fire up into the air and then transforms, grows into a large red dragon and starts to fly off. The black-haired one looks down into the fog as it's a little bit dissipating and kind of just thinks to himself and then transforms into a shadowy black dragon and flies off as well.
All right. Well, we know that the red and black dragons don't get along.
I'll get up and walk across.
All right.
Meet up with them.
Are you able to walk across?
No. Told you he was black.
I'm going to dispel the fog cloud.
Okay. The fog cloud is dispelled. That's fine. All right.
Do you all move? You're still hiding? Were you hiding the whole time? Yes.
All right. Yeah. Do you...
Wait, still...
Yeah, now that I hear Grev grumbling to himself, I'm going to start scrambling up these rocks.
Okay. Yeah, you want to climb up out of the hole?
I want to look.
Okay. Yeah, you climb up out of the hole, and you do see a big city, actually, in front of about a mile away. It looks white and huge and full of adornment of all sorts of colors, of red and blue and green and yellow, and the large towers are, like, strewn in the middle, huge wall around it. Lots of gemstones, even from this far, you could see it is made out of. And behind you, probably right next to you, you can see a huge mountain that seems to be clearly a volcano that looks very ominous.
I scramble back down. Mm-hmm. There's a scary volcano. We're underneath. This is probably a lava tunnel.
You know, it occurs to me that we could have just shot one of those dragons.
With what?
One was good enough to that done.
With the arrow. What are you talking about?
We only get to use that thing once.
Yeah, only.
Yeah, are we trying to kill a specific dragon?
We're supposed to. Did you listen to the
lady? We have to sow the seeds of doubt. Sow the seeds of doubt.
Well, yeah, they were fighting. I'm just saying.
How are we going to make one of them standing right next to the other that they killed each other right on the spot?
It was just a suggestion.
It was a bad suggestion.
I'm just saying. I don't think there's any need to be rude about it.
No, I'm just telling you the
facts.
Stop
wasting time. Let's go.
Do you go further into the tunnel or do you climb out into the top?
I'm not climbing
I'm
shit.
Heading down the tunnel, yeah.
I'm not climbing a fucking thing.
I feel safer.
I'm short and squat and bad at climbing.
All right. You climb further into the tunnel. As you make your way, you seem to encounter a small sewer system that seems to stink and... very vile and attacks your nose with this terrible stench. You make your way through the outsides following the torches and then you do see a door that seems to lead up into some sort of probably you would assume into the city, but it is guarded by two dragonborn, one red dragonborn and one bronze dragonborn.
Can they see us?
No. The stench of the sewers blocks all smelling, and all of you are hidden around the corners. And it is kind of loud for the slushing of the river of shit is moving kind of quickly, so it is hard to be detected now.
Is it dragon shit?
You don't know.
Gross.
I would just know.
Okay, roll nature.
Oh, great.
Oh, not good. Why did I give you that arrow? You're gonna roll shit and kill us all.
I have advantage for recalling info.
Okay, roll advantage for the dragon shit.
For nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10.
It's a 10. You assume this is the island of dragons and the city of dragons, that their sewers would be full of dragon shit. But you can't be sure. Maybe if you tasted it, it might remind you of a dragon.
Not gonna do that.
But that is gross. All right, what do people do?
Okay, well, I'm gonna assume that this
bronze dragon
is the guy we're looking for, so we need to get rid of the red one.
I'll shoot him.
You gonna kill him in one arrow, buddy?
I can shoot two arrows.
You're gonna kill him in two arrows,
I could try.
Well, let's see it then. You think you're hot shit?
All right, hold on.
We saw what you did with that dagger. Let's see your chance to redeem yourself.
Hold on.
Yeah, you would get advantage because they are not aware.
Oh, sweet. You said it's a red dragonborn?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, how far away from them?
I would say about 40 feet.
Great. Okay, well, I am going to...
You're looking around the corner.
Yeah.
And it's 40 feet away from you. See a door.
Do you have a longbow?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
As he shoots the arrows, mm-hmm. I'm also going to cast Sacred Flame.
Oh, at them?
At the Red Dragonborn. That's a dex save for him, by the way.
Okay. Monk, would you like to do anything?
I'm going to wait and see what happens.
And I only get advantage on the first roll.
Mm-hmm. Be ready, though. Hold.
Take him. I mean, I'll bite the shit out of him if he comes at me.
23 on the first arrow,
mm-hmm.
and 13 on the second one.
All right, the 23 on first arrow hits the second one. What was the second one?
13.
That does not hit.
Okay.
All right, so one whizzes past his head. Another one strikes his armor, but pierces into it. He fails his dex save.
Oh, great.
So okay. He gets sacred flamed as well.
Great.
And you're just watching, Grez.
Yeah.
And you're like, boom. Sit and wait type of guy.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Actually, the second one was the first one was a 25, and the second one was a 15.
That hits. 15 hits. It matches.
8 radiant damage.
8 radiant damage. All right. What do your arrows do?
The first one was 7 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is 9 damage.
Okay. All right. He gets shot with an arrow and then flamed. but he seems not too hurt.
Oh, no.
As he peers down and says... Intruders! Everyone roll initiative.
Yes.
Oh, crap. All right, what did everyone get?
23.
15.
Mm-hmm. 14.
All right, great. You're up first.
My movement speed is 45, yeah. So I run straight up to him mm-hmm. and bite him in the face.
Roll to hit.
Are you running on all fours like a lizard? Or like those ones that run
He's
the water?
Also huge. No. He's 6'1", 330 pounds. So y'all were like,
Oh shit.
Yeah. See, I'll sit and wait.
Yeah, he readies his sword and comes at you, and then this gigantic lizard folk just comes screaming out the corner. He's like, oh, fuck.
Ah, shit, I probably don't hit him.
Oh, fuck.
9.
No. 9. No, that does not... Hits.
Don't
you have 2 attacks?
I have an extra attack, and I can do an unarmed strike as a bonus action. Okay. So let's try again. Okay, that's 20.
20, that hits.
Filthy. Filthy, mm-hmm. filthy 20.
Okay, you can make a bite attack.
I'm going to bite him on the face. It's not in the thing, but 7.
7 damage?
Okay. 7 piercing damage, yeah.
All right. You bite him in the face.
And then bonus action, I'm going to unarmed strike him also.
Right. Bite him and punch him.
Yeah.
Ah! That's nine again.
Nine, yeah, no, you're like punching like at his shoulder blade as you're like clamped onto his face as he is screaming. And the bronze dragonborn is just kind of looking in...
He knows what's up.
In a bit of confusion, but a bit of like...
Holy shit, that guy runs fast. It's
like, what's going on here? All right, who rolled the 15?
I did.
All right, you're up.
Great. Sacred Flame again.
All right, do it again.
Yeah. Well, it's you. It's a DC 16.
Yeah. It's nine.
Yeah, that ain't gonna do it. Seven radiant damage.
Seven. All right. He is again caught aflame with this holy fire.
It just keeps coming down from the sky.
As he is running around screaming with his gigantic lizard folk on him. Yes, it is the ranger's turn. Lauren.
Not my save. Okay. I'm just going to take two more arrow attacks.
Great.
Give me back my Xanathars.
That definitely hits. It's a 29.
29, that's...
Fuck.
And the second one we do anyway, that is a 18.
18, that hits. And does favorite enemy give you extra damage?
Right? Does Dragonborn count as dragon?
I would say for this adventure, Dragonborns would be similar to dragons.
I don't believe it gives me... It gives me bonuses on saves, okay. I think...
For your knowledge, I would say Dragonborns would be similar.
Dragons, okay.
In this world.
While we're looking that up, I will just give you my straight rolls right now, which are 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. How do you kill this Dragonborn?
I'm going to shoot him in one shoulder.
Okay.
And then the other shoulder, and for him to fumble back and land, and the air to pop out of his shoulders as he falls down.
Pop out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the force of him falling back on them.
Oh, okay. Does he fall into the...
pop out?
Does he fall into the river of crap?
Yes.
Okay.
The river of shit.
So, yeah, gross. He gets shot at once again, then falls, trips, falling back into the river... I assume, Monk, you would be dexterous enough to jump off as with a little flip and land onto the stone path.
Love it.
As all of this immediately happens, the bronze dragonborn gets to go and says, what the fuck is going on?
Really hope you're Nerlix, otherwise this is super embarrassing.
Yes, I am. Are you the heroes sent to... kill the dragon?
We're from the Unbroken, yes.
Don't we look like heroes?
How do you do?
That guy looks like a monster, but everyone else...
You also look like a monster,
just
so...
Just relax.
I am a monster.
No. I'm glad we're on the same page. Okay.
Great. Dragons do not treat their dragonborn with lots of affection.
Figures.
Great. Good. What do you know so far?
Nothing.
Oh, we did see the red and the obsidian dragon, shadow dragon.
Makes sense.
Listen, he's a black dragon, all right? Call him a black dragon. All right,
well, do we have to do this?
Technically, he's made of shadows.
Relax.
So.
And what color are shadows?
It's the absence of light, technically.
Well, anyways, that makes sense because the shadow dragon is treated a little bit inferior to the other dragons because he was born in the Shadowlands. He is a shadow of one of the red dragon. He is made of magical dark shadow and is not an official dragon, so he kind of gets the short end of the stick from the other dragons.
That's interesting. What does he spit?
Shadow?
Shadow, I guess. I've never seen him spit before.
That's interesting.
He usually rules over undead creatures or infects people with his shadow. Mm. But his lands are far to the north, so he isn't around most of the time. Is there anything else you would like to know?
Yes, a lot, probably. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head, but I've been prepared.
We were told you knew what was going on.
I do.
And are here to help us out.
I'm here to help you out.
So what kind of help do you have?
I can get you into the castle and get you some disguises. So you can sneak around. The city has lots of worshippers of each of these dragons, including the Church of Tiamat. So if you want more specifics, you can talk to some of those worshippers. Anything else you need to know about the dragons?
Are all the dragons here?
They're all in individual places around. They each rule a section, I believe. The blue dragon rules the lake here, the red dragon's in the volcano, the white dragon's in the city, the shadow dragon rules the blood cove, the green dragon rules the clawtooth forest. But they should all be convening in the colored keep in a few hours for the first meeting of the treaty. And also for the entertainment of the Highland players who are about to come in.
Right.
So, yeah, they all are coming to the city, so they'll be converging soon.
That's that place with all the colored flags on it, right?
The city up there.
Well, that's the keep, though, right?
The colored keep, yeah, is the middle with a lot of tall, colorful gem buildings inside.
The flags. Mm-hmm. It's the flags.
Okay. All right, guys, we really need to think this through. What else do we need to know? Because I know that we're going to walk 10 minutes and then realize that we didn't ask something important.
Which dragon hates the other one the most?
The shadow dragon hates the red dragon. Or the red dragon finds it most offensive. The blue dragon and the green dragon, I know they have some quarrels. I know one of them is a kind of a trickster and is... trick the other one, and the other one is kind of likes a lot of hoarding gold, and one got stolen. I don't know, they have like a little rivalry between them. And the white dragon very much wants this treaty to go according to plan. He's the organizer of it. He's the one that reined in all these dragons who normally don't talk to each other. So but he's also probably the least evil of all of them. So maybe talking to him. He will not kill you, for sure, if you just talk to him as servants or guards. The other ones might.
I see.
Would people, including dragons, would they believe that the white dragon was doing this treaty so that he could betray the rest of the dragons and take all of the world for himself?
That might be a stretch, but... if you can convince
make any damn sense.
Convince some of the other dragons of it.
I'm reaching.
I don't know. That would probably the red dragon would be probably most believable to do that because he is the fiercest and he believes he should have the most of the land because he is supposedly the strongest.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
What if we go to the Church of Tiamat and spread news of the Red Dragon plotting against the White Dragon?
You gonna be able to convince people?
We gotta go there and take out that priest anyways.
Yes, that's right.
I could get some priest outfits for you if you want to disguise as that.
Well, the priest would know that we're not priests.
I look like a dwarf.
I'm a 16-year-old boy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't really look like priests.
And you look like a boy.
Because they're all dragonborn. The most believable you would look like are chefs or servants.
Do you have like an altar boy costume?
Okay.
I guess. He's not sure about that. Most of the priests are dragonborn, though.
Okay, never mind.
We got one name. Ezra Drak.
Yeah, that's...
Where can I find that one?
Yeah, you'd be in the Church of Tiamat up in the city.
But where in the church?
Giving a sermon, maybe.
Okay.
He's usually there. Sometimes he runs, he's out back in his brothel.
That sounds right. So, in the City of Seasons, they're all going to be meeting in the Colored Keep?
Yeah, in a few hours.
Is it a hard place to navigate?
I can definitely lead you wherever you need to go.
Well, that would have been nice to know sooner than later.
Are you willing to?
I can't do too much, but I could. A few places I can. I just have to be guarding certain places, so.
And it's not going to be dark, right? Because there are human.
You afraid of the dark there?
They're human chefs.
No, I just can't see in the dark, okay?
They're human chefs and human servants that have been called to help this. It's kind of they're kind of turning this treaty into a festival, so lots of people around. Hmm. I just got to report to my captain every now and then. So.
Okay.
Which way you want to go?
We need to go to the church.
I can lead you there.
We got to make sure that the guy who can revive the dragons can't do that. That's kind of the most important part.
That sounds good.
What kind of magics does he use?
He seems to be a priest of Tiamat, and Tiamat's given him certain powers.
It's either a cleric or a paladin.
Just wondering.
Is he much of a fighter?
Yeah.
I've never seen him fight before. So
hard to say.
I know he will have some guards if he...
He can revive dragons. He's a cleric. He's gotta be paladins. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Paladins can do that. Paladins can do that. Anyway, fine. Hey, don't worry about it. Gods are weird, right?
I have a suggestion if you want to kill him. If you're all ears.
Yeah. Yes.
I know he likes to go to his brothel a lot, so sometimes he is with fellow female dragonborn, so if you can get him in a room alone with someone, and then I'll kill him like you did that guard over there, that maybe you'll be able to kill him and get out of there before other priests or other guards show up.
Can you dress up like a female
Me?
Brothel goer and lead us in there? Because what if she's not into it?
But he seems kind of befuddled at this. He seems to be kind of an upright, kind of straightforward guy. Me, as a, maybe get talk to one of the brothel folks. I am just a guard. I don't know about that.
Well, I have this arrow.
No.
Whoa!
That's dangerous.
Listen. I'm going to give you the arrow back to you, but I'm going to hold on to it for now. Because of all of us, I have the heavier armor, less likely to break if I fall over. Give it to me. I'm going to give it back to you. I have to touch you anyway before you do this, so.
Give the arrow.
Thank you. I'm putting that away.
That seems really dangerous.
Yeah, mind your business.
Okay.
I mean, this kind of is his business, too.
But that's what we're going to use to kill one of the dragons, so.
Will or we won't.
Okay, I can lead you to the church / brothel, and you can talk to one of the guards, or...
Do you know what time of day they do the sermons?
Or go to the brothel?
Brothel usually during the nights. Usually during... I think during the festival, they'll be doing sermons all day because of it's a righteous day for the dragons.
And why don't we start at the brothel?
Okay.
I can lead you there. We need disguises first, then the...
I can disguise as servants or chefs or... Or players of the Highland Players, or...
No, we already passed on doing that.
Okay.
What is the most believable? I could be a chef. I can't actually cook quite well.
In a brothel, probably some kind of cleaner.
Janitors?
A janitor.
I could give you some mops. I guess. That sounds right.
Some mops.
That sounds really gross, and I don't want
to
do that.
I need something to cover the fact that I'm literally armored up to my neck right
give you
now.
Just classic cloaks, just big old cloaks, and you can just cloak around. If you're with me, people probably wouldn't say two things to me if I'm escorting you.
Okay.
Maybe you could be prisoners. I could escort you.
Okay. Oh, God.
Sure, let's do that.
Prisoners,
that seems... Yeah.
Taking us to the brothel?
Yeah, or the church to be cleansed.
The church.
In holy fire.
Great.
Probably. That would be good.
Okay,
he gets out some shackles. He's like, here, I'll put it all on you. Okay. It won't be locked, though, so you can get out. And he shackles all of you. Party Fish Media.